An economic, finance and public policy analyst, Professor Cletus Dodunu, has cautioned government against the continued exportation of raw materials. Realignment in policy, he said, is the only way to achieve the objectives of the 2014 budget and subsequent budgets, as well as creating jobs for the teeming youth. Professor Dodunu argued that this is the only way out for the country to develop into a true middle-income status. He made the comment when he joined panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point to analyze the 2014 budget statement and economic policy. Professor Dodunu noted that importing finished products into the country does not only deprive the youth of employment, but also feeds into the pricing of almost everything, which in the long run has adverse effect for the growth of the economy.
My major concern is that when you have natural resources and you have a primary activity, you must move it into the secondary level, that is agro-processing and manufacturing. This place, we have always had a problem. In many, many of my statements on this program, I always say that we pay lip service to manufacturing. We don't add value to our products. For instance, I want to say, see a plan, a statement, trying to say that we are now going to add value to our logs, the logs we export. Cocoa will no longer be cocoa beans. Chocolates will fly out of Ghana, the best of the best. We have a premium, which is well known. I want to hear that some of the best furniture, they have selected a number of highly qualified furniture manufacturers. AGI is there. I don't know how they will also be responding to this. As long as we add value to our human beings, we go to school, which creates jobs for educational institutions and so on and so forth. We must add value to our raw materials. They are also resources. Just like human resources, we are adding value. We must add value to other natural resources, not in raw states.
Deputy Minister of Finance Cassiel Atufosun said government has keenly monitored the factors that militated against the 2013 budget and has rectified them in the 2014 budget. He said the 2014 budget is a realistic one and is already showing signs of better performance in 2014. Mr. Atufosun was optimistic that the infrastructure fund introduced will serve a beneficial purpose.
In fact, people even think that we've even performed a miracle. The challenges that we face as a country and where we've got into. But I will have to add by saying that in as much as we didn't achieve our target from the revenue side, we did give a corresponding cut. So regardless, I am very positive that though we encountered a number of difficulties this year, the first half of the year was very difficult. We've recovered that. The economy is showing clear signs of recovery. And I'm positive that based on that background, we've learned our lessons, and I know that the 2014 budget will be a budget that will provide the solutions. And that is why we are saying that we're doing 2.5% GAT. That will be one major source of revenue to the Ghana infrastructure. We're looking at an approximately 745 million Ghana cedis. We're also saying we're going to use part of the ABFA to support infrastructure that goes into it. And again, we're also saying that we have a number of projects that we are financing. We're going to have an escrow mechanism so we can have the revenue coming in to support the infrastructure fund. What this would seek to do after we set up the infra fund, we engage PPPs and we set up SPVs, special purpose vehicles, to manage our infrastructure, particularly those ones that has commercial viability.
The ranking member, Finance Committee of Parliament, Dr. Anthony Akutose, said the culture of paying too much interest in loans is killing the economy. Again, tariff adjustments and tax increments, if not well handled, will have negative consequences on the economy. Dr. Akutose therefore called for education to tilt this trend into a positive one.
In the outcome of 2013, I think we should begin to go out of the box as Ghanaians and come up with a new paradigm of doing our budget. Yes, there are a few fine ideas that we need to talk about this some more. For example, the principle of the Ghana Infrastructure Fund is not a bad idea, but it needs to be fleshed out.
Okay.
One thing that you can say is that for the first time, and perhaps in the since 1992, we finally created a contingency fund. as the constitution says. So that is a good thing, even though I think the amount proposed is too small, so we'll seek to change it. For the first time, we've created the fund, so I think that's good. If you look at the outturn for 2013, it gets a bit frightening. So as we go to 2014, then I worry. And I've said it in the last 5 years. You see, I don't think it serves anybody's interest when you project that you get more money than, and you don't get it. And it's happened the last 5 years. If you go into the tables and look at performance of revenue, almost every revenue type fell short by at least 15%. What that does is that it means automatically you will not achieve your targets, as it says. But it's not enough not to achieve your targets. See, when you don't achieve your targets, then you panic and you start going off your plans. And that is where what happened in 2013. But it's coming from 2012. Unfortunately, what happened to Ghana in 2012 is still with us in 2013. But how does it affect going forward? I think that's where the difficulty is.
Okay.
I mean, if we borrow almost $4 billion in a year, dollars, our public debt has gone up. You know what it does? It means we have to start paying more on servicing the debt. When I looked at the numbers, I got frightened. We are paying more interest payments than capital expenditure. How are we going to go forward?
Those were panelists on GTV's Current Affairs program Talking Point, analyzing the 2014 budget.